The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let me tell you what the next 90 minutes of the show is going to look like. The entire 5 o'clock hour is going to be commercial free. So it is just going to be me and you, your mama and your cousin too, taking you up until 6 o'clock. So we're going to hear from Patrick Mahomes coming up in about 15 minutes or so. We'll talk about the report earlier from Bob Fesco regarding the stadium. We'll talk about the Chiefs left tackle situation, and we'll continue to celebrate their win over the Denver Broncos. Tomorrow, we'll start the transition a little bit more to the Bills game. It is, without question, the most important game in the AFC this season. It is not arguable. It is not debatable. The power that the Chiefs have winning this game versus losing this game is monumental. If they win, they have a 4-game lead over Buffalo in the final 7 weeks of the season. If they lose, they have a 1-game lead over them. So it cannot be undersold how important it is in the scheme of who gets the one seed on who wins or loses Sunday's matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs. And if you want to know how important it is a nationally televised game and it ain't Sunday Night Football. Rob, you know how sometimes in those little coverage maps, you know, like 85% of the country will get a game, but it's always going to be, you know, you got Cardinals and San Francisco playing each other. Nope. Every single person that has a television, they will have access to Chiefs and Bills. I think it's going to be the highest rated non-Thanksgiving game this season in the National Football League. Thanksgiving, just a different beast. People are home. You guys understand the significance of the NFL on Thanksgiving. I think it's going to be the highest rated game of the year. You got Mahomes, you got Allen, you have the history between those two teams. You got Nance and Romo, the availability for everybody. I think it's going to be the most watched game of the year. I cannot wait for it. You have the two best teams in the AFC, probably two of the three best teams in the entire league, playing each other this weekend on CBS. So I want to play for you guys some of the national conversation around the Chiefs after their win against the Denver Broncos. Of course, if I had to tell you that Stephen A. Smith talked about this game, do you think he was positive on the Chiefs or do you think he was hating on the Chiefs? You guys will probably guess.
We understand that the Kansas City Chiefs could win the Super Bowl. That's not what we're seeing. We're talking about them not looking as formidable as we're accustomed to seeing them look. And as a result, who legitimately has a shot? Since week 9 of 2022, the Detroit Lions are 28-8. It's the second best record in football. Number one is the Kansas City Chiefs, who are 29-7 over that same period of time.
Okay.
The Kansas City Chiefs have won 15 straight games.
Okay.
12 have been by one score. 12! So I'm looking at a team that's winning by one score, but I'm looking at a team in the NFC who looks so formidable that they could possibly take you. Let's go to watch yesterday's game, the victory against the Denver Broncos. Patrick Mahomes was pressured on 41% of his dropbacks,
right?
Okay?
Denver's defensive line is awesome.
Fine. During that situation, he completed 36% of his passes compared to 82% in a clean pocket. Here's what I'm saying to you. When we saw the Kansas City Chiefs lose the Super Bowl, we thought they would win against Tampa Bay. What happened? Patrick Mahomes was running for his damn life because he wasn't being protected. So what I'm saying to you is this. If you look at a team and they're applying pressure and Patrick Mahomes looks, I'm not saying rattled or anything like that, he's the greatest. What I'm saying to you is that if he isn't as efficient as we're accustomed to seeing him be, and it has something to do with pressure.
I feel like that's kind of been the how you stop Patrick Mahomes now for a couple of years. I mean, if you're going to get after the Chiefs, you get after it with your front four, you drop seven in coverage, and you hope and pray for the best. So I don't really think that we learned anything there from Stephen A. Smith. It has been pretty interesting, I think, over the course of the last month to kind of see who people think is the best between the Lions and the Chiefs. I don't really think it matters. It's the regular season. The Lions have certainly looked really good. And I give the Lions a lot of credit for having this Chiefs-like tendency, which is just what the tendency is of being a really good team. It's really hard to throw five interceptions and then win on the road the way that the Lions did on Sunday Night Football. Like, nearly impossible to do that the way that they just did. So the same way that we say the Chiefs figure out a way to win now, they've been doing it for 5-6 years. The Lions have been doing it for 18 months. But let's give the Lions a lot of credit. I would still have the Chiefs number one in my power ranking. I don't care what Detroit has done. I don't care what any of these other teams have done. I wouldn't even care if the Chiefs lost on Sunday. They have still proven to me they are the best team in the league until proven otherwise. Last person I want to play for you guys is Nick Wright. You guys know he was elated after the Chiefs won on Sunday.
Of when one of their guys doesn't have it or makes a mistake, someone else comes through, and that is what a team is. So throughout this year, there have been games the Chiefs have just been in control of from start to finish. The Saints game was one of them. There have been a few others. The Raiders game was one of them. There have been a number of games where Mahomes and the offense struggles early, and then Mahomes and the offense saves the day late. The Niners game, the Bengals game would be those examples. There have, however, been two games now where Mahomes and the offense, or most notably Mahomes, does not come through and the game is in jeopardy. The Atlanta game was the first one. Up five with the ball, two first downs, the game's over. Mm-hmm. Mahomes goes three and out, misses a pass, and what happens? Third and one, Chris Jones stop. Fourth and one, it might have been Leo Chenault or Drew Tranquil stop. Defense wins them the game. Yesterday, Mahomes, I thought, played really well despite being under constant duress, but misses the pass to Travis that I think would have won the game, certainly would have made it to where a field goal can't beat you. And what happens? The special teams. That wasn't a missed kick. That was a blocked
kick.
They
ran right through that line.
Correct. And I feel differently, Brew, about this than I would if it was a missed kick.
Sure.
A missed kick is luck. This is you made a play.
Yep.
This is the Chiefs made a play. And that is the sign of a special team, which is banner number one today, gentlemen. They are just a special team.
I would 100% agree with Nick there. I would like to answer this text really quickly. 913-586-7965. CDOT, this isn't college. Who cares if the Chiefs are winning by one score? A win is a win in the NFL. Now, this is a college comparison, but I think many people will get this. I think a lot of national people think the Chiefs are the Miami Hurricanes. Rob, you watch college football. Miami's kind of skated away over the course of the season. Eventually, the other shoe dropped.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.